Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Subject for today, Nobody. What's surprising is the black songwriters wrote a large number of these songs, and black performers sang them. Is there anything here except coincidence? Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most of the songs that focus on Nobody are from the teens and 20s, as you'll see, but they also continue into the 1940s. The songwriters are white, the performers often African-American, and the songs vary from R&B to routine Tin Pan Alley, from the raucous to the mellow. Louis Jordan with Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney's Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, and the Mills Brothers with James Cavanaugh, Russ Morgan, and Larry Stocks, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, who's there? This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Well, now you may be king. gold. Oh, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. You gotta remember that the world still is the same. You'll never change it. As long as the stars shine on.
Black singers with songs by white songwriters. Louis Jordan, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, and the Mills Brothers, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most of the nobody songs I'm playing today are from the teens of the 20s, but when I started thinking about this program, the song I started with was one of the most important of all of them, Burt Williams and Alex Rogers' Nobody. Williams was the famous star of the early Ziegfeld Follies, who was masterful at turning his portrayal of a shiftless black man into a subtle comment on white stereotypes. Few people who heard him sing it recognized the anger beneath the wry joking. He was, in W.C. Fields' words, the funniest man I ever saw and the saddest man I ever knew. This is Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I'm full of nothing and pain, my thumping, bumping brain. Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, yeah, 25 cents, go ahead and eat. Go on, why don't you, huh? Nobody. Thought I'd cashed in my last check. Who took the engine off my neck? Nobody. One time when things was looking bright, I started to whittle on a stick one night. Who cried out, stop now? That's dynamite. Not a soul. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody, no time. So until I get something from somebody sometime.
From 1905, Burt Williams, Nobody. I have no proof, but I've begun to wonder if there's any link between a lot of these Nobody songs and Ralph Ellison's great novel, The Invisible Man. Ellison's novel, published in 1952, tells the story of a young black man in the 1920s and 30s in America, a time and place when young black men especially We're invisible as individual human beings. White Americans refuse to see them. As he begins to tell the story of his invisibility, the young man is listening to a recording by Louis Armstrong. The song is Fats Waller and Andy Razaf's 1929, What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? Armstrong, Black and Blue. The word nobody is ordinary enough in songs and everywhere else, but the approach to the word in these songs suggests there may be more to it. Maybe its origin goes back to a few of the spirituals and sorrow songs that grew out of slavery but persisted beyond emancipation. Almost all of these songs started on the plantation. They provided ways to endure the rigors of slave labor and then find what little respite there was. They confronted dire reality with all the directness and honesty they dared. This is one of the great traditional spirituals that sounds a lot like a sorrow song and also echoes the blues. This is Marian Anderson with Nobody Knows the Trouble I See.
No.
Marian Anderson, Nobody Knows the Trouble I See. By the 1920s, the blues were becoming a national music, and popular songwriters, both black and white, were writing blues songs, commercial songs that used the feel and content of the blues. Just as they'd borrowed from the waltz and ragtime, now they were taking from the blues. A mix of black and white songwriters were behind them, and when they became popular, both black and white singers performed them. The characters in the songs are lonely. They bemoan their fate and plead for love, one possessing, the other possessed. Both project the sense of being nobody onto the somebody they need. From 1915, Louis Armstrong with I Ain't Got Nobody, and from 1921, Ruth Etting with I'm Nobody's Baby.
Blue somehow. Won't someone hear my
Louis Armstrong with Spencer Williams, Dave Payton, and Roger Graham's I Ain't Got Nobody, and Ruth Etting with Milton Ager, Lester Santley, and Benny Davis, I'm Nobody's Baby. Spirituals and sorrow songs go all the way back to slavery. The blues come later, sometime in the 19th century in the Mississippi Delta, but all are songs of oppression. They rarely speak directly about slavery or Jim Crow, but their sense of witness and testimony is clear, even in the most secular and even sexual of the songs. The people in these songs have fallen pretty low. They had something that mattered, a loving daddy, or maybe what it took to live high on the hog. Then everything went. This is a blues song as cautionary tale, a sermon in song, but rueful almost to the point of cynicism. The moral's clear, but so were the emotional bruises, as Bessie Smith sings, "Nobody knows you when you're down and out."
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it. Tell them eagles, friends, nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long-lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out.
From 1929, Bessie Smith with Ida Cox's Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. The nobody in a lot of these songs feels less like a reference than a character, yearned for and needed, but absent. It's an embodiment of longing that in this case is connected to the workaday routines of people who are close. It's also a bawdy double entendre song, in which joking masks the sexual passion the singer misses. From 1926, Carolyn Johnson sings Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee.
Once I had a loving daddy, grinder, now the coffee grinder. Could do my grinding like my sweet man could. Ain't got nobody to light my brand new percolator. Ain't got nobody to keep my oven to me. When my daddy was around me, he was oh so good. He would haul my ashes, he would chop my kindling wood. Ain't got nobody who would love me like my daddy could. And grind my coffee for me, I said. Grind my coffee for me.
Johnson with Clarence Williams and Bud Allen's 1929 Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. If you want to contrast these songs to others that use the word nobody in the title, but approach the material from outside rather than within, consider two numbers from Broadway musicals. Wit and cleverness create distance even in a song of character. From Cy Coleman and Dorothy Field's score to Seesaw, Michelle Lee, Nobody Does It Like Me, and from Cole Porter's score to Out of This World, Charlotte Greenwood, Nobody's Chasing Me.
If you gave the man your number and the man calls, and he seems a little nervous and shy, you don't make him shyer or nervouser. You help him out. At least you try. Or he's just gonna say goodbye. Which is exactly what he said. Goodbye. When it comes to men, do I ever do what's right? Any year, any month, any morning, afternoon, or night. If there's a wrong way to say it, a wrong way to play it, nobody does it like me. If there's a wrong way to do it, a right way to screw it up, nobody does it like me. I've got a big loud mouth, I'm always talking much too free. If you go for tact and manners, better stay away from me. If there's a wrong way to keep it cool, the right way to be a fool, nobody does it like me. If there's a wrong bell, I ring it, a wrong note, I sing it, ha, nobody does it like me. A problem, I duck it, I don't solve it, I just muck it up. Nobody does it like me. And so I try to be a lady. I'm no lady, I'm a fraud. And when I talk like I'm a lady, what
the breeze is chasing the zephyr, the moon is chasing the sea, the bull is chasing the heifer, but nobody's chasing me. The cock is chasing the chicken, the pee-wee, some wee-pee-wee. The cat is taking a licking, but nobody's taking me. Nobody wants to own me, and I object. Nobody wants to phone me, even collect. The leopard's chasing the leopard, the chimp, some champ chimpanzee. The sheep is chasing the shepherd, but nobody's chasing me. Nobody, nobody's chasing me. The flood is chasing the levee. The wolf is out on a spree. The Ford is chasing the Chevy, but nobody's chasing me. The bee is chasing Hymettus. The queen is chasing the bee. The worm is chasing the lettuce, but nobody's chasing me. Each night I get the mirror from off the shelf. Each night I'm getting queerer, chasing myself. Ravel is chasing Debussy. The aphis chases the pea. The gander's chasing the goosey, but nobody's goosing me. Nobody, nobody's chasing me. The llama's chasing the llama. Papa is chasing mama. Monsieur is chasing madama. But nobody's chasing moi. The dove each moment is bolder. The lark sings Ich liebe dich. Tristan is chasing Isolde, but nobody's chasing me. Although I may be Juno, believe it or not, I've got a lot of you know, and you know what. The clams are almost a mixin'. The hams are chasing TV. The fox is chasing the vixen, but nobody's vixen me. Nobody, nobody's chasing me.
From 1964, Michelle Lee with Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields' Nobody Does It Like Me. And from 1950, Charlotte Greenwood with Cole Porter's Nobody's Chasing Me. By the 1920s, African-American music had had a great influence on Tin Pan Alley. Ragtime, the blues, and jazz had helped to give American music its distinctive sound and rhythm, its particular way of moving. The blues especially stood behind many of these songs, sometimes in sound and rhythm, sometimes only in outlook. This begins as a traditional blues, but shifts to a blues song. The viewpoint is familiar, and so by now was the wording in the title. Bessie Smith sings Nobody's Blues But Mine. Thank you. From 1925, Bessie Smith with Clarence Williams' Nobody's Blues But Mine. By the mid-20s, the flapper was all the rage. Song lyrics dwelt on whatever made her what she was, youthful, irreverent, and irresistible. In most of the other songs, Nobody was an expression of melancholy. Here it's the title of a musical scolding for a flapper because she's behaving like a flapper. More often than not, flappers don't get to speak for themselves. Somebody talks to or about them. Here's Harry Roy's orchestra, You're Nobody's Sweetheart Now. From 1924, Harry Roy's orchestra with Billy Myers, Elmer Sherbel, Gus Kahn, and Ernie Erdman's You're Nobody's Sweetheart Now. Just as the blues added elements of defiance and sexuality when it became a city music, blues songs eventually added a comic side to soften and season the defiance. Like any performer, but especially a black performer, you needed the audience's sympathetic approval. The line was narrow. Burt Williams tells a first-person story and then a third-person story. It's nobody's business but my own, and you can't trust nobody.
Delegation of deacons from a hard-shell congregation called on Parson Brown. Seemed that someone had volunteered information about some scandal that was going around. and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them to their face, "Brothers, it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. What I do in church, you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately. It is nobody's business but my own." I hope you heard me. Delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion, that is, about the case in hand. They didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him, and they all liked their preaching man. So at last, they come to the pint and told him, "You have to stop or resign." He says, "Now, brothers, I ain't no diplomat. But listen here, let me tell you all what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. There's a time to preach and a time to shout. And there's a time a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it ain't nobody's business but my own. Think about yourself, because it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly, please, stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, you old deacons get sold, but it ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, do you hear me? Good evening, good night, goodbye."
Sang a tale of woe. I said a tale of woe, and it went just so. I love a man's face to his bone. 'Twas a man named Abraham Lincoln Jones. I caught him lying, and he broke his vow. And I can't put faith in nobody now. Oh, it's getting so you can't trust nobody. None of the time. No, the more you trust them, the more you'll find. Oh, they'll deceive you and deceive you till you lose your mind. He took his departure, but what I'm blue, he took my rent right along with him, too. It's just getting so you can't trust nobody, none of the time. Dark brown lady sang a wicked blues. I said a wicked blues full of moanful news. It ain't no use to argue, for the blues is blues and you can't deny it. It's hard to listen to such sad tales, but to everyone that lady would wail. Oh, it's getting so you can't trust nobody. None of the time. The more you trust them, the more you'll find they'll just grieve you and deceive you till you lose your mind. Oh, you turn your back a minute and see what you lose. They'll steal the feet right out of your shoes. You can't, so you can't trust nobody. None of the time, oh my. Getting so you can't trust nobody. None of the time. The more you trust them, the more you'll find they'll just grieve you and deceive you till you lose your mind. Oh, you keep on trusting your happiness in, so just keep your eyes, child, on your very best friend. Getting so you can't trust nobody no more, none of the time. Look at me.
Burt Williams with Willie Skidmore and Marshall Walker's Nobody's Business, and Henry Kramer and Turner Layton's You Can't Trust Nobody. These songs portray the grumbling of a man with very low expectations, but this final song brings a little more spirit to the nobody game. In this case, it's a blues song about not caring what anybody thinks and feeling free as a result. Nobody else gets to say. Heady stuff in the aftermath of slavery and in the midst of Jim Crow. Sarah Martin, Ain't Nobody's Business. Sarah Martin, Ain't Nobody's Business. The fine line that African Americans had to walk for all those decades after emancipation finds partial voice in the songs they wrote and performed, songs about somebody named Nobody. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be.
fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's Fascinating Rhythm, send an email to radio@wxxi.org.
Nobody knows you when you die.
This is Michael Lasser. Join me for Fascinating Rhythm and songs mainly by black singers, mainly about nobody. Not a coincidence.